Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you.
Everybody, it's good to see you all here on this lovely New Year's Eve, and I'm just excited for the time that we're going to have to just pray and to worship and just to be expectant for what's going to happen in 2024. So I ask that you guys stand with me and prepare your hearts for worship. to bring something that's a word that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. Yours is much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my I'm sorry, love, for the thing I've made.
Oh,
Lord Jesus, I just thank you for this time of worship and where we can just set our sights on you. And God, just even as we prepare our hearts for this time of prayer and our lives for this new year, God, I pray that our sights are set on you. And we can just stay focused on the goal that it is to just be in faithful pursuit of who you are. And God, let this just be a year of set apart faithfulness. And let us just be just in pursuit of you. And God, let us not get distracted by the things and the chaoses of the world, but let us just stay persistent. So in your name I pray all these things. Amen. All right, you guys can greet each other. For I am safe with you. So when I fight on my knees with my head lifted high.
Good evening. Service at tonight's going to be a little different. We're going to step out of 1 Samuel. We'll get back into 1 Samuel 28 next week. But tonight, as we prepare to enter the new year, we want to just spend some time seeking the Lord. And so kind of give you kind of a rundown how this is going to work. We're going to begin just a moment, just some quiet prayer in our own hearts, just to get ourselves ready, get our hearts right before the Lord. And then I've got four different subjects for us to pray on. Okay, so we're going to deal with the subject and pray about it a little bit, and then we'll move to the next subject. We're going to start by just some praise, just thanksgiving. Before we start asking for this new year, we want to thank God for his faithfulness to us in the past year. So we'll spend a few moments doing that, and then we'll begin to pray, and specifically over three things. We want to pray for our government, we want to pray for our church, and we want to pray for our families. So we'll start kind of broad and kind of narrow it down. And within each category, I think Trent is in here. Is he? Maybe? Oh, awesome. He's got a microphone. And so if you feel led to pray, which I hope you do, out loud, corporately, just raise your hand. Trent will bring you the mic so we can all hear. And again, we'll pray according to that subject. And so, again, we have several to move through and not a lot of time. And so, you know, it'll probably be, I don't know, maybe three, maybe four people that can pray. We'll see. But again, we want to kind of, again, remember, be respectful of each other's time to give others who may feel led to pray that opportunity. And so we'll just kind of move through these, and I'll transition us through each one as we spend this time tonight. And it's awesome to know that God promises, right, when we draw near to him, he'll draw near to us. And what we're doing tonight is not just some religious ritual. Well, we're in church, we have to pray. We realize what we're doing here, we have the ear of heaven. And that prayer makes a difference. And we don't know what's coming in this new year. We don't know what we're going to face. We don't know what we're going to be hit with. But we know God has the answers. And so we want to be faithful just to seek his face, for him to move, to work, to lead us, to prepare us for what he has for us in these coming days. And so that's what we want to do for a few moments tonight. And as I said, just want to begin just for a moment, just again, the quietness of our own heart, to prepare our hearts. Psalm 139, verse 23 through 24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So let's just take a few moments, just in our own hearts, let's just ask the Lord to get our hearts right, prepare us for this time of seeking him this evening. So let's pray. Psalm 77, we read these words. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will also meditate on all your work and talk of your deeds. Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? You are the God who does wonders. You have declared your strength among your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. So as we begin tonight, I just want to invite you, just offer some praise to the Lord, just for who he is, just his faithfulness in the past year. Before we jump into seeking him, which he wants us to do, let's just spend some time thanking him, okay, for who he is and for what he's done to bring us to this point tonight. So if you'd like to offer those praises, please lift your hand and Trent will bring you the mic.
Says, therefore, by Jesus, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And I'm just ever thankful that for all the work that God is doing in this church. And I just pray that he continues it, and I know he will, because Hebrews also says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so I'm ever grateful for the Holy Spirit being in this church, and that our pastors and the people here love God and love each other. And I pray that that just continues. We thank you, Jesus, in your name.
Thank you, Lord, for being a faithful, faithful God and a faithful friend. One who has never given up on anyone in this room. Lord, we all have a year past, Lord, that we can think back to when you fulfilled your promise, even when it felt like, oh, I feel abandoned, but that you did not leave us orphans, but that you sent your Holy Spirit to be with us and guide us through every trial and tribulation, that you said, it is better that I go so that I can send the Holy Spirit to guide and direct each person in here through the years and the year, past year and the year to come, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the ways in which you have never left and the ways that you are Elroy, the God who sees every second of this past year. You saw it all and you never left and you never will. So Lord, continue to be that good and faithful shepherd who knows where the still water is and who also knows where the valley of death is that we must go through. Thank you for being the shepherd either way, whether you go before or you are behind, whether you're beside us or in front of us. Lord, we love you and we will follow you no matter what you say, where you say to go, Lord, we will go. Thank you for being that kind of good shepherd. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we just want to thank you for your faithfulness to us, Lord. We can't recount all the times, Lord, that you've been there for us. And Lord, you are mindful of man, and we praise you for that, Lord, because in your goodness, you look on us with compassion, Lord. And we thank you so much for all the times you've been there, Lord. We know that you've not forsaken us, Lord, even when it looks like, Lord, maybe things haven't gone the way that we planned, Lord, but you do not forsake us, Lord. You do not leave us. You are faithful, Lord, even when we are faithless, Lord. So I want to acknowledge, Lord, the fact that you have been there every minute, every second, Father. And we thank you so much for your plans that are so much higher than ours, Lord. And I just pray that you would forgive us, Lord, for not acknowledging you in the way that we should, Lord, when you are working things together for your purpose and your glory. So, Father, we just thank you so much for all that you've done in our lives, Lord. We thank you that you continue to accomplish your purposes in us, Lord. You are never finished with us, Lord. You won't stop until we have, Lord, become more and more to look like you. So, Lord, I just ask that you would continue to complete this work in us, Lord, that you would sanctify us. And we thank you, Lord, that you never, Lord, you never give up on us, even as we wander, Lord, and our hearts are so weak and weary, Lord. I just thank you so much that your grace, Lord, is jealous for us, Lord. You don't stop until you completely have all of our hearts, Lord. So I just pray that we would surrender more and more to you, Lord, that our hearts wouldn't be content with just half of you, Lord, that we would give all of ourselves to you, Lord, this year. And I just ask that it would be a year of surrender, Lord, and a year of submission to your will, Lord, and your way, God. We don't want our way, Lord. And I just thank you so much that, Lord, you will accomplish your will in us. So we thank you so much for your character and your goodness, God. And we want to submit ourselves to you, Lord, in this year, because you will not forsake us, Lord. And you never, ever, ever, Lord, have left our side. So we just praise you for that. In Jesus' name.
Seeing me through the roughest years that I've went through and some of the hardest things I've went through. But he was always there. And all I had to do was say, Jesus. There were points that I didn't know what to pray. So I just asked the Holy Spirit to pray for me. And he did. And my prayers were answered. I'm looking forward to this year, getting closer and closer to him, because he never left me. Thank you, Lord. Father God, you are the Almighty, and I just thank you for your goodness and your mercy that you showered on me, my family, this church. Where would I be without you? I would be lost, spending an eternity in hell. But you rescued me. You saw me, and I thank you. I'll not be quiet. Even though my flesh tries to be, I will give you the praise for all the answered prayers, God. All the ways you turned me right and to the left when I was going the wrong way. I thank you, Lord, for the tears you saw me shed at night, and you comforted me. I thank you, Lord, for blessing us financially. There were times, Lord, when in times past, we didn't have enough. But God, this year, you blessed us so abundantly. It's been the most amazing thing you've done for my family. We have money to give. Lord, I thank you for that. And I thank you, Father God, for being faithful to us. You don't lie. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. Whatever you said, you will do it. And you've been faithful to do that for me. Thank you, Father God, for your love. Oh, how you love us. Oh, how you do. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
First Timothy chapter 2, first two verses, Paul writes this. He says, therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. So we want to take this next segment and we want to begin to pray for our government, those in authority. We have a lot going on. We have an election coming up in this next year. Pray for godly leadership. We want to pray for wisdom for our leaders. We want to pray that we can trust God no matter what our leadership may be. Whatever else God puts on your heart in this arena, let's lift up those God has allowed to be an authority over us. And let's seek the Lord on their behalf.
Again, we pray for our nation, Lord. Lord, we come before you and we ask that you would just give honor and blessing to those who have stepped up into roles of leadership in our country. Lord, however confusing and challenging it might be, Lord, we ask that you would just bless those who are in leadership in this country. We pray for President Biden. We pray for all of the people in his staff and the Congress and every other area of this government, Lord. We pray that you would just be there, drawing each and every one of them to you, that they would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and that they would turn to you, each and every one of them, that there would be a move in our government towards you, away from lawlessness and into righteousness. Lord, we trust you no matter what. Lord, we understand that Babylon is a strange place to be in, but Lord, you are good even in the midst of exile. You are good even in the midst of perilous times. So we ask that you would just continue to guide the hearts and the of kings like rivers, Lord, that you would continue to be faithful like you've always been, that you would bless this new year and this coming election season, that you would put the right people in place for your systems, for your plans, Lord, and that you would give grace and mercy where we are so easily deceived and wicked, Lord, that you would just meet us in our frailty and offer more mercy, more grace, and of course justice, Lord, because you promised that you will. But Lord, give mercy to those who are in charge of such good things and such bad things at times, Lord. That you would meet us in this terrible gray and continue to guide us forward into a life and fellowship with Jesus Christ, the ultimate King, the ultimate ruler, the one who is seated at the right hand of the Father, who has settled and taken over all authority and all power. Lord, we glory and honor you first and foremost as the true King. And we submit everything else to your control and to your good plans. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Father, as we live in these days that often feel like Babylon, we're reminded that you are the one who turns the hearts of kings. And even one such as Nebuchadnezzar, prideful and full of himself and all that he had accomplished, and yet you turned his heart. And God, we just cry out to you for the hearts of the leaders of our country who are in rebellion and have turned their backs on you in so many ways. God, the leaders of nations around the world who have no regard for your word, we ask that you would cause them to acknowledge the King of Heaven and humble themselves and turn to you so that they might say, as Nebuchadnezzar, to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I thought it good to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me. How great are his signs, how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Amen.
Country and our government, God, I pray that if it's your will, that you would reverse some of the evil that's been put into place this next year, Lord. But I also want to lift up our hearts towards the government, God. It's so easy for us to get caught up in emotion and anger, honestly, God. And I just pray that we would look at every single situation that arises through Scripture, Lord. Your word clearly says that there are situations where we do have to obey the government, even when we may not agree with it. But if they're not asking us to do something that's against your word, Lord, we are obeying you by obeying them, Lord. And so I pray that everything that arises, Lord, that we would look at it through your eyes, God, and that we would humble ourselves, Lord. If it's something that we really don't want to do, but we see that you've put the government in place and we are to obey them in that situation, Lord, I pray that we would do that, Lord, and be good representation of you and of your heavenly kingdom, Lord. I just pray that we would not harvest these feelings of anger and bitterness towards these people, Lord, but that our hearts would break for them and that we would continue to pray and just show them your love, Lord. I just pray that through this next year that we would be a good representation of you as we obey our government, but also stand up for the truth, Lord.
We want to transition now to our next subject again. It's moving quickly. We want to pray now for the church. We hear Paul's words in his letter to the Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. He says, "For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy." So, of course, there's prayer for the church at large, but then again, just specifically here at Calvary Knoxville, some things that we can pray about. Obviously, projects going on here in terms of a physical prayer, but again, also just these spiritual things that Paul spoke of, just wisdom for the church as we move into this new year, what God's calling us to do and to be, just for a greater hunger for the word, for an outpouring of his spirit, for more salvations, for boldness, for strength, for any persecution that may come. As Paul prayed for the Colossians, patience and long-suffering, and yet doing it with joy. And so let's just pray now for the church, as the Lord puts things on your heart, and just lift this up to him.
Thank you for your forgiveness and being able to come to your throne and through your son, Jesus. Forgive me of my sins and the shortcomings that I have, but thank you for the opportunity to come and be able to pray for our church and our support teams that are here, each minister and their families, Mark and Tracy and Jason and Jessica and Clint and Irita and staff that supports this ministry throughout the week, throughout the day, the office staff here, the music ministry, Zach and Haley, and the Mike and Judy, and the mission teams that are here, the elders and deacons as they support these ministers too, and support families through their counselings and their ministries and other means of support. Help us not to neglect that. These are families that are not immune to hardships and troubles, and help us not to put them up on a pedestal, but to rather gather around them and help support and protect them when the time comes, and be there for them as they are there for us in so many ways. Thank you for them and their ministries of their families, and just continue to give them wisdom and joy and protection as they teach us your word. In your name we pray, amen.
That speak truth, and I just pray, God, for the people of the church as we come into a new year, and I ask that you'll give us discernment about the media, Lord Jesus, as we go into this political season in the upcoming year. I just ask that you'll give each one of our church members discernment about each of the politicians, Lord Jesus. Media is so corrupt, and sometimes we just don't know how to trust, Lord. And help us to trust in you, Lord Jesus, and to make wise choices. I pray.
favor in all the projects going around campus, Lord. I pray for favor with the city of Knoxville as we fight for more parking and cut-ins, Lord, and ways to just improve traffic and stuff, Lord. I pray for peace while that goes on, Lord. I pray for just courage to be able to stand for what's going on here in the growth, Lord. I pray for hearts to be softened, Lord. I pray for the right people to show up at the right time. I pray for the right workers, Lord. I pray for peace among them as they're out there, and as it's getting cold and as the weather turns here and there, Lord. I pray for good weather when we need it, Lord. I pray for just peace throughout this whole project, Lord, for growth and how we grow, Lord, and how you take care of all that. I pray for that you come before any thoughts, Lord, that you set that up in your way, Lord, and that you just provide, Lord, in all aspects. We just thank you, and we trust you with that. We lay it at your feet. It's bigger than us as a church. And we just know that you're the God that can do all things, Lord, and we entrust that to you, Lord. Thank you.
Lord, I just lift up the young kids in the church. Lord, as they're growing up in a crazy world, I pray that as volunteers and teachers and parents, Lord, that you would teach us how to guide them and shepherd them properly, and how to teach them what it means to cling fully to you, Lord. I pray that they would come to know you at early ages, Lord, that they would already have a firm foundation. And if they're in public schools, Lord, that you would just give them wisdom, supernatural wisdom at young ages, Lord, to know how to share the gospel, how to stand on the word that you've given them. Lord, I just pray that they would know that they're not too young to do your work, Lord, that they can be about their Father's business. Lord, I just pray that you would protect their minds and their hearts and their souls. Lord, I pray that they would just look to you, that they would keep their eyes steadfast on you, Lord. That as adults, we would come around them and lift them up, Lord, that we would encourage them and just guide them in your will, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we're just so thankful for this church that you've given us, God, that we can come here and we can listen to your word, Lord, that we can teach the kids at a level that they will understand, Lord, so that when they do go out in the world, they are prepared. I pray this in your name.
Thank you that you meet us where we are. And in this church, we have many ministries. There's Grief Share, Kinships, Good News Clubs, Women's Group, Women's Bible Study, Men's Bible Study, Women's and Men's Prayer Groups, the Jail Ministry. Lord, there's so many, I can't list them all, but you know what each one is, and you know the people that are involved in each one. And God, we just ask that you would fill the leaders with your Holy Spirit and all the workers there, and that it's just all about you as we sang today. It's just give us a heart of worship in all that we do, and we just thank you for the opportunity to be involved in these ministries, and just pray for great fruit of the Spirit through these groups. Thank you that you meet all of us where we are. We love you, Jesus, in your name.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for it is by your blood, Lord, that We are a body here in Knoxville, and you've called each one of us, Lord, here with a purpose. Lord, we are part of your body, and whether it seems like we're a pinky toe, Lord, or the one who gets seen the most, we're here to serve you and bring the glory and the praise to you, Lord. We thank you that we get to serve you, Lord. Bless one another, bless the community, Lord. And Lord, we thank you simply for being able to be here, Lord. We lift up our pastor, Lord. Thank you for blessing us with a pastor who's rightly dividing the word, Lord. We intercede for him and ask that you protect him and his family, Lord. And we just pray that you continue to use Pastor Mark to love, tend, feed the flock here, Lord. We're so thankful for him and the way you're using him. We ask that you will continue to bring unity, Lord, in this body, that you will rebuke the enemy, Lord, from any division and trying to creep in, Lord, to stir your flock. So may you move through your spirit, Lord, in your body, and continue to use us, Lord, to reach out into the community and bring more people into the kingdom, Lord. So we love you, Lord, and we thank you, Jesus, for you're the good shepherd, Lord.
I want to transition now to our last area to pray, and that is our families. We read this in Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 27. This was the prayer that the priests were to pray over the people, the families of Israel. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So let's just pray for blessing over our families, peace, unity. Our homes would be places of grace and truth, opportunity to pray for wayward family members, people that we love that we know right now aren't headed to heaven, just for marriages to honor the Lord, for our parenting to honor the Lord, or again, whatever else the Lord lays on your heart concerning our families. Let's lift these up to the Lord.
Lord Jesus, I would like to lift up each and every family here at the church, Lord, that for husbands and wives, God, that you would bring unity there, that you would encourage the dads to be the leaders of their homes, that you would encourage the wives, Lord, to be able to come alongside their husbands and guide and direct their families. Lord, I pray for singleness of heart. For moms and dads, that they would love their kids enough to train them, to discipline, to correct as needed, Lord, and that you would let that be done in mercy and grace, Lord, all for the purpose of not punishing, Lord, but for instructing and for directing our little ones, Lord. Father, we thank you that that you are a loving Father and that you deal with us that way, Lord. Help moms and dads to deal with their children in that same way, Lord. And Lord, that you would help the husbands love their wives as Christ loved the church, that you would help wives submit to their husbands, Lord, as is fitting, as unto the Lord. Father, you've laid out a plan for a family to work. And God, I pray that you would help each family, Lord, each husband, wife, to strive, Lord, for that goal, just with mutual love, mutual respect for each other, Lord, and just encouragement, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. Lord, we bless you and we thank you, God, that that your ways are right, your ways are true, your ways are pure, Lord. So, God, lead and direct each one of us in Jesus' name.
our unsaved family members, God. I pray that we would just represent you well, Lord, and that we would know how to go about sharing the gospel with maybe our siblings who grew up hearing all of the same things we know to be true, Lord, but just have chosen not to believe it, God. I pray that we would just be attentive to your spirit, Lord, and that we would say what needs to be said when it needs to be said. And I just pray that you would show us how to do that, God, because sometimes it's difficult when the person you're talking to knows has everything you're saying, but they're just choosing not to believe, Lord. And Lord, I also want to lift up one of my siblings and their spouse, Lord. I pray that you would heal their marriage. Lord, you hate divorce, and it affects more than just them. It affects their family, God. And I just pray that you would heal them and that you would soften their hearts, Lord, and just bring them back to each other, because their relationship is a representation of your love for us, Lord. And I pray that as you heal that relationship, Lord, that this next year, hopefully, when it's healed, God, that it would just be a better representation of ever than ever of how much you love us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Saved children that we know in our families. My own nephews do not have a good example for them. We all need the Lord. Lord, I pray that we would be the best examples that we can be for our families, especially these children that are growing up in such crazy worlds. Such broken families. You are our shepherd, Lord. When they have no other shepherd in this world, I pray that you would shepherd them supernaturally. I pray that you would guide their hearts. I pray that you would show yourself to them. I pray that you would reveal yourself to them. Guide us and bless us when leading these children and leading our unsaved family through the gospel. In Jesus' name I pray.
Crazy around the world, and Lord, I ask that you give us wisdom overall to raise our children with your truth, Lord. I ask that you keep on being our provider and to always just help us and to also face these strong-willed children. Lord, I also want to pray for our church family. There's so many people who come from different countries and different states and have no family, but we find our family here at church, Lord. I thank you so much for that, and I pray that you would just be with us in this new year and open our hearts, open our eyes for those who are in our families that choose not to follow your ways, Lord, being raised also in your path, but they choose to just sway away, Lord. You left the 99, Lord, and I ask that you do that this year for them too. Open their eyes, soften their hearts. Let them see that it is you through us. Give us the words. Bless our hearts and their hearts so that we can just start to get ready for your coming, Lord. Every day you show us more and more that you are right there. You're right at the door. I ask that you just bless us and give us strength in this new year.
I pray for all of the children, Lord, and in a way, we all are children to someone. Lord, I pray that you would help anyone of all ages to honor their mother and father, that we would be able to represent Christ in our submission to one another, as you call each of us to. I pray that you would help us to represent Christ to parents who don't know Jesus. I pray that we would represent Christ to those who do know Jesus. I pray that we would be a family in our biological families that honors you. And that if we are the only ones, Lord, that we would be Christ-like in all of our behavior. That as parents grow older and we care for them and roles reverse, Lord, that you would give grace and understanding for all involved. I pray for restoration of marriages. I pray for restoration of children. I pray for restoration of cousins, all of the members of a family, Lord, that you would just draw us into unity and not division, that you would bring life and life more abundantly and not death. I pray for the single people who feel as if they have no family, Lord. I pray that they would see the true beauty of Christian fellowship. I pray for all of the single parents as well, Lord, that you would give them strength and vigor as they pursue you, Lord, ultimately, and that that would translate to their children. I pray that our focus would be on you, because when our focus is on you, then our behavior and lives match your life. And Lord, you lived a radical life that somehow even your biological family was superimposed by your spiritual family. You cared for all, but you invited everyone into your loving arms. So Lord, I pray that as the church, that we would come alongside those who are broken and needy, that we would be able to give our time, that spiritual fathers and mothers would be spiritual leaders, Lord. There's so many complacent Christians who just want to focus in on their relationship with Jesus when, yes, that's a part of it, but it's also in giving. It's also in living a life like Jesus did. So, Lord, let us be spiritual sons, spiritual fathers, spiritual mothers, spiritual daughters, brothers and sisters in you, that we would all come together and walk through any trial, that you would give us a spirit of unity, that we would not bash our brothers and sisters in Christ, but that we would seek edification in a spirit of love and gentleness and not a spirit of division, but that we would be able to walk alongside one another and to have mercy on those who are struggling. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen.
In Nehemiah, they're rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem, and I just wanted to pray this over us, because part of it starts out with this. It says, in Judah, it was said, the strength of those who bear the burdens is falling or failing. There is too much rubble. By ourselves, we will not be able to rebuild the wall. And our enemies said, they will not know or see till we come among them and kill them and stop the work. Later on, Nehemiah praise the Lord. And he said, I looked and I arose and said to the nobles and to the officials and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes. And Lord, I just want to lift up every home. I pray that we would fight with your word and with prayer, and that you would strengthen our hands who are weak, and even the ones who are strong, that they would strengthen others, Lord. We know we cannot change the hearts of mankind. We cannot change people, but we can call upon you to change the hearts of man, to change the hearts of our family members who are stubborn, who don't want to come to you, Lord. We know that we can fight this battle through your word and through prayer, even if it takes longer than we think, and even if it may not be in our lifetime, Lord. We know you're working everything to your glory and for our good, Lord. And we just want to rely upon you. We don't want to do this battle in our own strength, Lord, but we want to come together and just lift up everyone who you've placed on our hearts, and even those that we don't know, Lord. There's so many families around the world, and we just want to lift them up to you. And I pray that we would continue to fight and not lose heart, because we know who's sitting on the throne. We know who you are. And I just pray this in your awesome and great name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And ask the rest of the worship team, they can come up. I want to close out with worshiping the greatness of our God tonight. But let's pray. Father, again, thank you. Lord, thank you just for this brief time we've had just to approach your throne and know that we've been heard, not because we're anything, but because of your Son, as we've come in his name, through his sacrifice, Lord, who opened that veil that we could enter in and approach your throne of grace, Lord. And God, so we thank you that you've heard us tonight, God. Thank you that you're going to move, Lord, in this new year. Lord, we don't know what it's going to look like. We don't know how hard, how difficult it's going to be, but Lord, we know that you're going to go with us. And God, you have the answers. And Lord, we just want to be found at the end of the day by your side, Lord, walking intimately with you, Lord. Where else can we go? You alone have the words of life. And so, Lord, in this coming year, keep us close to you. Keep us dependent upon you. Keep us trusting you, Lord. You've always been faithful, and you're going to continue to be. So we thank you, and we bless you, Lord. Lord, may this be the year you come back, God. We say, Maranatha, come quickly, Lord Jesus. We love you. We bless you. Want to go out praising your greatness tonight, and we ask it all in your name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Let's stand. Let's go out worshiping our God.
Trembles at his voice. How good.
Amen, you guys. Go out in the joy and the favor of the Lord, and we'll see you next year.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to our live stream. We love and appreciate every one of you. If you're in need of prayer, please call the number on your screen or visit the prayer page on our website and let us know how we can pray for you. If you're into social media, be sure and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel and ring the bell to be notified when we go live or post a new video. And lastly, you can download our church app by going to calvaryknoxville.org/app. Thanks again for watching, and God bless.